Okay, we're starting a new mission today at Kav Zayin Amud Bet. Today's daf is Kav Chet. Okay, this mission is pretty easy because we already basically dealt with this. Hashochet et hazeh. We're going to learn about chutz lizmano and chutz lemkamo and what the differences are. Okay, we're now in pigul. You have an intent while you're doing one of the acts. We'll talk about all the details right now. Hashochet et hazeh. What's good about this masechet is in the beginning of the masechet, all these concepts were pretty unfamiliar. Now they're all becoming familiar. We're going to see them in all different ways. By the end of the masechet, all these concepts will be very ingrained in your heads. Hashochet et hazevach lizrok damo b'chutz, o miktzat damo b'chutz. So you do the shechita, and you have in mind that when you do the blood, that you do the zrika, you're going to do it outside the place where you're allowed to do it, or even if you have intent to do miktzat damo, some of the blood, b'chutz. Or you have intent, lahaktir imurav b'chutz, o miktzat imurav b'chutz. If you have an intent, after they did all the zrika hadam, they would then burn all the parts of the korban on the mizbech, which was allowed to be done all night. And you had intent that you were going to do this outside the area where you were allowed to, or even just some of them. Okay, remember, what's the unique about your machshava has to be about either zrika or haktarat imurim or something where there's consumption. That was the whole, we learned that already, that it has to be about something that's consumed, because it says in the pasuk, that's the pigul pasuk. We're going to see this pasuk in detail today, toward the end of the daf. So it has to be consumption. So that could be your thoughts are about zrika, or your thought, right? It wouldn't help if you had thoughts about kabbalah chutz lizmano, because that's not a an act of consumption. Lechol b'saro b'chutz, or to eat it, okay, that's the third one, which is really consumption. O kizayit mibsaro b'chutz, or even if it's just a kizayit that you plan to eat b'chutz, o le'chol kizayit me'or ha'alya b'chutz, or even from the skin of the tail. Okay, this is part of the skin of the tail, it's edible part of it, isn't it? Here we're talking about the part of the skin that's edible, okay? They explain that it's the part that's like underneath the tail, I think, is where it is. It's the part of the edible, so you have in mind to eat the or ha'alya. We're going to deal a lot with this alya today. Pasul. Okay, all these cases, pasul. Okay, as long as you had intent to eat any of these things, eat or maktir or lizrok while you're shechting, for example, it could be also not just while you're shechting, while you're doing kabbalah or holacha, and you have intent that you're going to do one of the following consumptive acts outside the area where it's allowed. Okay, this is chutz limkomo. Pasul ve'ein bo karet. Okay, it's pasul, but there's no karet because why is it? Because what did we learn already? Today we're going to find finally the derivation how we learn this. The chutz limkomo is forbidden, but it's not pasul. I'm sorry, it's pasul, but it's not karet. And chutz. Sorry, did I say the wrong term? Chutz limkomo. Okay, we started with chutz limkomo. I'm just confusing all the terms in my head.
It's not karet.
If you do it in the wrong place, it's pasul. Ve'ein bo karet. Okay? But if you do chutz lizmano, which we're going to see in a minute, we'll list all the cases, what could be chutz lizmano? It's going to be pasul ve'yesh bo karet. Okay, this we've already learned. We're now going to, today, at the second part of the daf, we're going to see the derivation for this. Lizrok damo, okay, we're three lines from the bottom of Kav Zayin Amud Bet. Lizrok damo lemachar, if you say, while you're shechting, you say, I'm going to do this rikat dam tomorrow. Or even miktzat damo, or even part of the blood. Laktiri murav lemachar, I'm going to do the haktarati murim lemachar, o miktzati murav lemachar, lecho besaro lemachar, o kezayit mibsaro lemachar, o lecho kezayit me'or alya lemachar, pigul v'chayvim alav karet. That's the classic case of pigul. Okay, so we had, again, chutz lemkomo, chutz lezmano, chutz lemkomo is pasul ve'en bo karet, chutz lezmano is pasul ve'yesh bo karet, and we had that the machshava has to be about either eating it, eating the aliyah, the orha, even the orha aliyah, you could have in mind it would be, or lahaktir, or lizrok. Okay,
and
those are three consumptive acts.
The pigul cannot be a machshava, but it has to be something.
So then, right, this, whenever I say machshava, it means what your intentions were. Intentions, machloket, is it intentions that you vocalized, or is it intentions that you had just in your head?
And that machloket never gets resolved.
It's a machloket among the commentators. In other words, it's a machloket rishonim. It's not a machloket in the Gemara. So they don't even mention it in the Gemara. Okay, or at least they don't think they're mentioning it. They might be, but it's not so clear. Like we saw yesterday, it said amira. Maybe that would prove that it has to be said, but not clear. Okay, now we're going to, before we get to the basic issue, which is, where do we get from the chutz l'mkomo is pasul ve'en bo kara'in? We take this as a given because we learned it already a bunch of times. But where does that come from? We're going to get to that the second part. The first part is going to talk about this or ha'aliyah. Okay, which seems like a minor part of the Mishnah, but they're going to make a whole big deal about what's the deal with the skin of the tail. Okay, if you remember, we need some background on the tail. What happens with the tail in the keves, only in the keves, the tail of the keves gets burned on the mizbech. Okay? The tail of other animals doesn't get burned on the mizbech. It gets eaten. And then the or, okay, so now the question is, what's the deal with the skin? So they're talking here about a part of the skin that's edible. Usually we don't eat skin, it's not edible. But this part of the skin is edible and people would eat it. But it's not like the fatty, right? It's not a fatty part, it's skin. I mean, skin is fat, but it's not like the chelev part of the aliyah. Now, there's something strange about this Mishnah, which is, when you hear aliyah, what do you assume? We're talking about aliyah that can be burned, right? And as we think of the aliyah, we think of the halachic aliyah, which is the aliyah of the keves that gets burned on the mizbech. Now, what's strange here? Here, what's your machshava? Your machshava is that you're going to eat a kezayit of the or haliyah b'chutz. You're not allowed to eat this kezayit of the or haliyah because it's supposed to be burned on the mizbech if it's a keves. Okay? So now it sounds like, okay, if you have savruha, let's read this. It sounds like when you hear this Mishnah, that or ha'aliyah, again, we're assuming right now that we're talking about the keves, shlamim of keves, where you would eat the, where you would burn the aliyah in the mizbech, and as you eat parts of the korban, but the aliyah part has to be burned in the mizbech. What would you think here? That or ha'aliyah ke'aliyah dami, we're going to see that there's a machloket. Do we treat the or ha'aliyah like the aliyah? So we're going to assume that the or aliyah is like the aliyah, which means what? That if you're supposed to burn the tail on the mizbech, then you're also supposed to burn the skin of the tail on the mizbech. Now, if that's the case, go back to the Mishnah. The Mishnah wasn't saying that you had in mind that you're going to burn, right? That it would make sense if the Mishnah said that you're going to burn the or aliyah on the mizbech, chutz l'mkomo or chutz l'zmano, because that would be the psul. But if this aliyah is intended to be burned on the mizbech, then your psul machshava has to do with what it should be done, just you're going to do it in the wrong place or in the wrong time. But if it says that you're going to eat it when you're not really allowed to eat it, then something doesn't make sense here. When we talked about you have in mind you're going to eat something chutz l'zmano, we're talking about the parts that you're allowed to eat. But if the aliyah, the or aliyah is like the aliyah, and you can't eat it, and you're supposed to burn it, then how could your machshava to eat it, when you're not even allowed to eat it, could be mifagel the korban? Remember we talked about what makes a pigul? Only one thing wrong, not two things wrong, right? So now they're going to say, they thought that what? Or haliyah is kealiyah dami. We're, by the way, going to have three explanations of the Mishnah, according to this issue. This is a bit of an issue. How could the intent to eat be about something that's not allowed to be eaten? So, what do they say? It could be pigul, right? They're questioning this. They're saying, if you think or aliyah is kaliyah adami, how could you be mechashev me'achilat mizbech la'achilat adam? In other words, you're taking something that's supposed to go on the mizbech, and you're talking about it for achilat adam, and that's pigul? Pigul should be, you have the wrong machshava about something you're intending to eat, about eating. Or you have the wrong machshava about something you're intending lahakir al mizbech, and you have the wrong intention about, right, chutzim kamo chutzim kamo. So Amar Shmuel, Shmuel says, oh no, very simply we just say, Hamane, who does this go according to? Rabbi Lezer, he. Da'amar mechashvim me'achil ha'mizbech l'achilat adam u'me'achil ha'adam l'achil ha'mizbech. Rabbi Lezer says, and we're going to read it inside, that you can have a machshava. If you have a machshava about something that you're planning to eat, and you have a machshava that you're going to be maktir chutz l'zmano, even though you're not maktir on the mizbech, or maktir chutz l'mkomo, that's pigul. And likewise, if you have something that you're intending to eat, and you have the intent that you're going to be maktir on the mizbech, that can also be pigul. How do we know this? Ditnan, it says in the Mishnah, Hashochet et hazevach, okay, it's a Mishnah on Lamed Hei, Hashochet et hazevach le'echol davar she'ein darko le'echol. If you shochet et hazevach with the intent that you're going to eat it, and really ein darko le'echol, or lahaktir davar she'ein darko le'aktir, what they're missing here is that you have the intent that it's chutz l'zmano or chutz l'mkomo, okay, then it's kasher. That's the first opinion, which says, basically, we're not mechashev from one to the other. If you have two things wrong, it's already not going to be pigul. You're intending to eat something that's supposed to be muktar on the mizbech, or you're intending to maktir something that's really you're supposed to be eaten, and you have the wrong intention regarding that, it's all kasher. Rabbi Eliezer, post-sale. Okay, so basically, Shmuel's answer is, the Mishnah goes like Rabbi Eliezer, who holds that yes, even though the aliyah is supposed to be burned, if you have intent to eat it, chutzis mano, we're going to call that pigul, and you're going to get karet for it. Okay, and if it's chutzim kamo, we're going to call it pasul, and you don't get karet.
And it's just intent. It's not even doing.
It's just intent. That's what pigul is. Pigul is all about intent. Okay. So now the Gemara questions this and says, wait a minute. If you're going to say our Mishnah, b'mayu kimta k'rabbi Eliezer, our Mishnah is k'rabbi Eliezer, ema seifa, look at the continuation of our Mishnah, which you don't see on this page. It's on kaftet amabet. In other words, the next, right, we always break up the Mishnah up, but if you look at the next Mishnah says, and we're basically going to say, the next Mishnah clearly doesn't hold like Rabbi Eliezer. And if the next Mishnah doesn't hold like Rabbi Eliezer, how could you say this one does? Because we view it as one continuum. Okay? So we want to say our Mishnah matches Rabbi Eliezer's Shita. But Ema Seifa, Zeha Klal, here's the Klal about all this stuff, which also sounds like it's connected to our Mishnah. Right? If it says immediately after, this is the rule. Kol ha-shochet va-mekabel va-mulich va-zorek le-echol davar shedarko le-echol. Right? So there you have it. If it's intending with a davar lahaktir and you have intent lahaktir, chutzlis mano or chutzlim kamo, or something the darkola echol and you have intent about the eating of it. But it sounds like darkola echol in, she'ein darkola echol lo. And therefore, atan the rabbanan, and therefore, resha rabbelezer, v'sefer rabbanan, so Shmuel, how could you say our mission matches rabbelezer when right after it sounds like rabbanan? So he says, Amar Le'in, we've had this many times, where he says, it doesn't bother me. The fact that this Mishnah matches Rabbi Eliezer and the next Mishnah matches Rabbanan, and it's not stated explicitly, that doesn't bother me, we could say that. So that's Shmuel. So obviously, there's
general,
a difficulty.
There are many Mishnah, not consecutive ones, but within the Mishnah itself, the Sefer and the Resha and the Sefer have different authors.
Yeah.
But usually they have different authors, and they tell you they have different authors. It says, Rabbi Eliezer says this, Chachamim say this. Generally, if we have a flow of a mission that's stam without a name, generally they go. Now, you're right that we've had many times where we're stuck with a mission that doesn't make sense. We said, that must be someone's shita. And they say, well, the next part isn't. And they say, okay, that's the race is one person, the same person. This can be viewed as one mission. The fact that the Gemara broke it up in this way is, it doesn't really matter. In other words, they're right next to each other. So, they weren't organized, Mishnah Aleph, Bet, Gimel, Dalet, Hey, when Rabbi Yehuda and Nasi organized them. I think it just organized, one whole flow of Mishnayot. So basically what this means is he can answer it, but it's not a great answer.
So if you burn something that's not meant to be eaten, it's possible?
No, this is all only about Machshava. If you have Machshava when you're doing the Shechita, or the Kabbalah, or one of the early, or even Zrika, you have machshava when you do one of the four acts,
okay.
And while you're doing one of those four acts, you have machshava that you're going to burn something, which actually, you're going to burn something, chutz l'zmano or chutz l'mkomo, which actually isn't intended to be burned, it's intended to be eaten. According to Chachamim, you haven't done pigul, because it wasn't supposed to be burned. So you didn't mess up the burning of it, because it wasn't intended to be burned. And likewise, hafuch, if it was meant to be eaten, I don't remember which one I said now, but either which way you say it, okay, you're basically saying, and Rabbi Eliezer says, no, you had a machshavah chutzis mano chutzim kamo. We don't care that act wasn't an act you were supposed to be doing with it. It's pigul. Okay, that's the machloka between them, and our Mishnah would only match Rabbi Eliezer according to this. Rav Huna Amar, how did we start out? We said, or aliyah is obviously treated like the aliyah, and if the aliyah is meant to be burned in the mizbeach, then this Mishnah doesn't make sense, and that's what we said. Oh, so simply say, the or aliyah, love kaliyah dami. It's not, we burn the aliyah in the mizbeach, but the or aliyah, the part that's edible, you're allowed to eat. Amar Rava, my time at Rav Huna, where does he get this from? Because the pasuk says, okay, I have to read the whole pasuk, v'yikriv mizbeach ha-shlami mishel ha-shem, chelbo, chabo ha'aliyat mima, or chabo ha'aliyat mima, lumata etzaya sirena, okay, etc. Notice which two words are next to each other. Chabo ha'aliyah, what does that mean? That only the fatty part of the aliyah gets burned, but the part that's not fatty, even though it can actually be eaten, the or that's underneath there, underneath the tail, that doesn't get burned, okay? So that's his answer, okay? Very simply, it doesn't get burned, and that the Mishnah makes perfect sense. Or ha'aliyah is something that gets eaten, so you have intent with the or aliyah, it doesn't get eaten. Okay. Now, until now, we've been assuming that what's the aliyah we're referring to in the Mishnah? The aliyah of the keves, which we burn on the mizbeach. Okay? And that's why we had the question. Rav Chisda takes a different approach. This is the last and the third approach. Lo olam or halya ke al yadam. He agrees with the first opinion that or alya is treated like the alya. V'hacha b'maya skinan. The Mishnah is talking about which alya. V'halya shel gedi. He's talking about the kind of alya that you can eat, and that resolves that. Okay, and it's something that can be eaten. Okay, so now we're going to explain why each person didn't hold like the other. Kulu k'shmuel lo amre. Okay, Shmuel is the easiest to say. Why didn't he hold like? Why didn't they hold like Shmuel? Because Reisha Rabbi Lezer say for Rabbanim. We'd rather not go with that if we don't have to. Right? It's not a great answer. Lo mukme kirafuna. Why? Because the other two disagree with him about the basic approach about or halya. Right? They don't hold lo amre or alya ke alya dami. And they didn't hold like Rafuna because they say. Or alya ke alya dami. And therefore, his whole thing was premised on the fact that or alya is not treated like the alya. And their approach was, no, the or alya is like the alya. And therefore, they couldn't read the Mishnah the way he did. Kamash b'lehu ke Rav Chisda. And therefore, 1 second. Or alya lo amrin an or alya ke alya dami. And they're right, kamash b'lehu. Okay, they didn't hold like that. Ke Rav Chisda, my time alo amre. My time alo. Aminan, my kal v'chomer. What's the chiddush in the Mishnah according to Rav Chisda? Why did they say or halyaz in the Mishnah bichlal according to Rav Chisda? Was it to tell you that or alya ke alya dame? Was the whole thing to teach you that the gdi, when you eat the, right, whatever part you can eat, right, that the or halya, the or of the gdi, is like the, 1 second, right, that any part of the animal that doesn't have to be muktar on the mizbeach, right? We're going to say the aliyah of the gedi is not muktar on the mizbeach. So also the or aliyah is not muktar on the mizbeach. That would be his chiddush basically by talking about this. Remember, the Mishnah mentioned three basic things, and then this fourth one, which seems out of place. It mentions rikat adam, haktarati merim, and achilah of the korban, right, of the meat. And then all of a sudden, it brings up this fourth thing about the skin of the aliyah, which is like sort of out of left field. So they're saying, what's his chiddush according to Rav Chisda? If it's talking about a gedi, if it's talking about something that's muktar, so we could say, especially if you're going to go like Shmuel, well, it was to tell us that you could be mechashev from something that can be eaten, that can't be eaten about eating, right? That you can have a thought about eating about something that's muktar al mizbech. If you say like Rav Chisda, his chiddush is that if you can eat the aliyah of the gedi, then you can also eat the skin of the aliyah of the gedi. That sounds like what he's being mechadesh. If that's what you're being mechadesh, there's already another Mishnah that teaches us that. And you certainly didn't need to mention this here. Tanina, ve'elush orotehen kivsahan. And all these things, their skin is considered like their meat. Now here the nosei is not whether you can eat them, but it's about tuma. Okay? Things that can become tamei, so their skin is treated like their meat. Or shetachat ha'aliyah. Okay? Or shetachat ha'aliyah is listed there. Okay? So there you already have it, that the or is treated like the meat. So therefore, you would say here also, you don't need to teach us that the aliyah, the gdi, you can eat, because everybody knows that, because the or is treated the same for tuma. And that's why they didn't agree with Rav Chisda. They said, no, Rav Chisda, how would he explain this? Itzdirich, even though you know already that the or is takhad aliyah, the or is like the basar linyan tuma, you wouldn't have necessarily known it le'inyan achila. Why? Sachada tachamina hanemile le'inyan tuma, dirakich. Since it's soft, the skin there, it's mitztarif. Aval hacha, in other words, when I say for eating purposes, what do I mean? Not that you can eat it, but that a machshava about eating it, sorry, that's what you'd have to say. I didn't say this right. The chiddush of Rav Chisda, according to the Mishnah, is that even a machshava to eat the or ha'alya mefagel is the korban. Which you might have thought, maybe it doesn't, because it's just about the skin of the alya, which is maybe insignificant, right? So maybe the skin is treated differently of the alya of the gedi. So they say, or the gedi, by the way, is just an example. It could be the alya of any other animal that's not burned on the mizbech, which is anything other than the keves. So he says like this. If you say, then you would think, also, linyan pigul, right? A machshava about the or alya will mess up the whole thing. But here, Rav Chisda says like this. You might have thought that hanimile inyan tuma dirakech, it's mitztarif, okay? Meaning, mitztarif here, usually mitztarif means that if you have a half a kazayit of the or and you have a half a kazayit of another object of tuma, you can combine them together and it'll make the whole thing tummy. in terms of a shear of tumah. But it doesn't just mean that. It really means, here the word mitzarayef is a little bit out of context, it also just means that it will be tameh. Okay? The oral ya itself can become tameh. Aval hacha, you might have thought here that maybe it's not mefagel. A thought about eating the or of the aliyah, chutz lezmano or chutz lekoma, maybe wouldn't make pigul. Why? Because it says, this is by the parts of the korban the kohen supposed to eat. It says lecha netatim lemashcha ulevanecha lechok olam. The aliyah, by the way, is eaten only by the kohanim. Sorry, I didn't specify that. It's not eaten by the people. It's eaten by the kohanim. So, according to this, what's he saying? That you might have thought lemashcha, because it says lemashcha, like limshoch the kelim, it sounds like ligdula, kederech shamalachim ochlim, v'lo avidim melachim da'ach lehachi, and therefore emalo kamash malan. You might have thought that since the kohanim get these things lemashcha for gedula purposes, that if they have a machshava about something so insignificant that kings don't even eat, nobody eats the skin of the aliyah, you know, even though it's edible, it's not something that's a respectable type of food to put on the table. So you might have thought that it's not, if the Kohen has the wrong thought about that, which is such an insignificant thing that they don't really eat, maybe you would have thought that that's not mefagel the korban. And therefore, he had to teach you that even though they're mitzarif l'tumah, you still need to learn, even though they count for tumah purposes like the meat, you still need to learn for eating purposes, they're also like the meat. And that a wrong thought about them would mess it up. Okay. Now we're going to have a question on Rav Chisda, Meitzvei. Hashochetet ha'olah. Now here the key is going to be ha'olah. According to Rav Chisda, right, the or ha'aliyah is like the aliyah, okay? And our Mishnah was talking about the gedi, okay? So now here it says, Hashochetet ha'olah lahaktir kizayit me'or shetachar ha'aliyah chutz limkomo pasul ve'em bo karet. If you shecht in ola, now in an ola, everything gets burned on the mizbech. So if you shecht in ola, lahaktir kizayit from the or shetachar ha'aliyah chutz limkomo pasul ve'em bo karet. Chutz lezmano pigul v'chayavim alav karet. Okay, you see here that the din of pigul will apply to this or ha'aliyah, if you're talking about lahaktir, in a case where you're maktir, in the ola. Elazar ben Yehuda ish avelim omer, mishum Rabbi Yaakov, v'chein haya Rabbi Shimon ben Yehuda ish kvar ikus omer, strange names in this source, mishum Rabbi Shimon, echad or beit haprasot behema daka. Okay, also if you have intent on the or, on the bottom of the hooves of a behema daka, v'echad or harosh shel egal harach, even the soft head, like a head of a, the skin on the head of a newborn animal, v'echad or shetachad ha'aliyah, and also the or that's under the aliyah, v'chol shamanu chachamim gabei tum'ah, okay, and anything the chachamim regarded about tum'ah, v'elu she'orotehen kivsaran, okay, so now, and anything where the or is like the basar, okay, we're going to basically say a machshava about them is mefagel in a case of an ola. Okay, now they say here, just they add a point here, lahavi or shel beit haboshet. Also, this elu shorotehen kivsaran includes this case of an or shel beit haboshet, okay, which is the or of the womb of a, like the or by the womb of a female animal. Chutz l'mkomo pasul ve'ein bo karet. Okay, all these things outside mekomo is pigul ve'ein bo karet. Chutz l'zmano, if it's outside, if you have intent for the wrong time, pigul v'chayavim alav karet. So what does it sound like? According to this Mishnah, this Braita, it's only the ola. So it sounds like ola in aval zevach lo. Okay? The zevach, it sounds like if you have a regular korban shlamim, we're not going to treat it like this. Okay? Only for the purposes of an ola does this work. So this is going to make sense. Bishlama l'Rav Huna. Hainu dekatane ola. Because only when it gets burned as an ola, and as when it gets burned, then your machshava about lahaktir is going to postulate, because the whole thing gets burned. But when you... second, let me just think about this for a minute. Gabe ola, but zevach stam. Right, it sounds like the wrong machshava about the... And what's the point of this this braita? If you have an ola where the whole thing gets burned, then the raw machshava about burning it messes it up. But it sounds like if you have a regular korban, and you have the wrong machshava about the aliyah, it doesn't mess it up, which is exactly the opposite of what Rav Chisda just said. He said, you might think this part is insignificant. No, no, no. It's significant. The wrong machshava about it is going to mess it up. So that's going to be the problem here. So Bishlam Rav Huna Hainu Dekatane Ola. Because what did he say? The aliyah is not like... Remember, his whole thing was that the aliyah is low, the or aliyah is not like the aliyah. And that's why a machshava about being maktir doesn't mess it up. Ela le Rav Chisda, my iria detane ola, le zevach, could have just said zevach, and it would, because it should apply according to him across the board. So, amar lecha Rav Chisda, ibai deima ba'aliyah shel gdi, maybe it's actually only talking about an aliyah v'gdi. So an aliyah v'gdi, if it's an ola and the whole thing is burned and you have the wrong machshava about burning it, it's going to mess it up. But an aliyah shel gdi, that's a shlamim, where you don't burn the aliyah. If you have the wrong machshava about being maktir the aliyah, of course that doesn't mess it up, because what did we say? Right? We don't cross over between achilat adam and achilat mizbeach. So if you have the wrong machshava about something that's supposed to be muktar on the mizbeach, I'm sorry, supposed to be eaten, and your machshava is about laktir on the mizbeach, like in the gdi case, then it wouldn't mess it up. And that's why it says only the ola, if you have the wrong machshava about the aliyah of the gdi, will it mess it up. But not if it's a shlem. Or, ibad ema, tnei zevach. Oh, it says ola, but it means ola or any zvachim, really. Okay, don't take the ola so literally, it could apply across the board to all other korbanot. And then you resolve it according to Rav Chisda. Okay, that was the more complicated part of the daf. Now we get to a little bit of the more simple part, which is, now we're going to understand, finally, why chutzim komo is pasul ve'em bo karet, and chutzim mano is pasul ve'yesh bo karet. Now, I shouldn't say it's so simple, because we're going to have, I believe it's three different options as to how to learn this out from the psukim. Okay, the first thing you have to know is, the psukim about pigul come up in two different places. The main one is in Parshat Tzav. That's yesterday's stuff. It's the wrong, I got the wrong thing. Okay, so Parshat Tzav is the first place it's mentioned, and that's the pasuk we've been looking at all along. I'll read it to you again. It's in the Torah, or in mine, it's in Gimel. Vayikra Zayin Yud Chet. V'im he'achol ye'achel mibsar zevach shlamav v'yom ha'shlishi. Lo ye'ratzeh ha'makriv oto lo ye'chashev lo. Pigu yehiyev ha'nefesh ochel mimenu avonat tisa. Okay? This is the pasuk where it says, if you do this, it's unclear exactly. It seems to talk about, this is where we said we learn chutzim komo and chutzim mano, because in the beginning it talks about b'yom ha'shlishi, sounds like chutzim mano, and then at the end it says pigul yihyeh, which seems to be including something else. The problem is going to be that then it says ha'nefesh ha'ochelet mimenu, which sounds like only one, avonat tisa, will get punished. So that's where they're going to say, well, only one gets punished and not both. Okay, so we're going to start off in that direction. We're going to have a lot of drashot on this pasuk. Minane mile. Amar Shmuel.
From that pasuk, you can also assume that they mean both together. Mechusmas manam and mechusam komo biyachad.
If you have both. Yafe. What if you have both bad thoughts? Will that mess it up? Right.
That only if you have both.
No, either one. Oh, you think the pshat sounds like only both. Ah. Now, that's interesting. That's one way of reading it, yeah. But that's not how they understand it. And the right, obviously. And the other, I forgot to mention, the other one is in Parshat Kedoshim. Okay, that's the next thing in the Torah, or at least in mine, it's in the Torah, or in Dalet. V'im he'achol ye'achel, sounds very familiar. Bayom ha'shlishi, pigul hu lo ye'ratzeh. Okay, there, what's missing? The avon. Okay, it doesn't talk about avonat tisa, you get punished. Okay, so the question is, why is this repetition? What's going on here? So, minani mili, amar Shmuel trei kraktive. He says very simply, there's two psukim. Amar Rabba, shlishi, zehu, zehu chutz lizmano. Okay, so now we're going to explain. Okay, trei kraktive, maihi. Okay, so Shmuel just said, we get it from both psukim. So now we want to understand what was Shmuel talking about, maihi. So amar Rabba, Rabba says like this. He's now going to darshan that whole first pasuk, shlishi, zeu chutz lizmano. When it says bayom shlishi, it means, okay, you did it in the wrong time. Pigul, when it says pigul hi, at the end of that pasuk, pigul hi yeh, pigul zeu chutz limkomo. Okay? So that pasuk teaches us chutz lizmano in the beginning, chutz limkomo at the end. Va'nefesh ha'ochelet mimenu means echav alo shnayim. And which one? Well, obviously we know which one. Zeu chutz lizmano. Ulmi'ute chutz limkomo. Only chutz lizmano gets the punishment, but not chutz limkomo. So then they're obviously going to question, why did you arbitrarily choose chutz limkomo is out and chutz lizmano is in? Be'ema, why don't you say, v'nefesh ha'ochelet mimenu, chutz limkomo, l'me'ute chutz lizmano, why don't you do it the opposite? Mistaber chutzesmano adif. Why do we think chutzesmano is more serious? Dipatach be, because it started with it. Because that was the beginning of the pasuk. So they say adrabba. You could say the exact opposite. Chutzlin kamo adif desamich le. Where does it say avonatisa? Right next to the chutzlim kamo part. So wouldn't you say, if it just said a second ago, chutzlim kamo, and then it says avonatisa, dafka chutzlim kamo would be the one you get punished. Okay? Therefore, they don't like that explanation of rabba. I should have said it better. Shmuel says there's two psukim, and now the question is, how do we darsh it from the two psukim? Okay? So rabba started out like that. In fact, he didn't actually mention two psukim here. He only mentioned one pasuk. And he basically said, right, we basically say your explanation doesn't jive because it doesn't explain why we'd favor chutzes mano to get the punishment rather than chutzim komo. You can make arguments either which way. Ela amar abaye, ki at Rav Yitzchak bar Avdimi amar Rav. So now he says when Rav Yitzchak bar Avdimi came, he said in the name of, is it Rav or is it someone else? I don't know. Okay, but anyway, he says it in the name of probably Rav. Samich, Adetane Tana, Keshua Mer Shlishi, Beparashat Kedoshim to you, She ain't Tamud Lomar, Sharek Farne Amar, Ime Achol Yachel, Mibisar Zavach Shlamim, Bayom Shlishi. When it says, Keshua Mer Shlishi, okay, in Parashat Kedoshim, here it mentions, right, in Parashat Kedoshim, when it says Shlishi, by the way, it's strange. I don't think I've ever noticed a mention of them saying Parashat Kedoshim, right? They don't like call them Parshiot. It's very interesting. Anyway, when it says Shlishi b'Parashat Kedoshim to you, what's it talking about? Right? She'ein tamud lomar, you can't say it's talking about Shlishi. Shlishi sounds like what? Zmano, because it's talking about Zman, Bayom HaShlishi, right? So, you already said, it already says it in Parashat Tzav, in Machol Ye'achel, Mibsar Zavach HaShlamim, Bayom HaShlishi. So, imeno inyan l'chutz l'zmano, tineu inyan l'chutz l'mkomo. Okay, so therefore, what are we going to say? The pasuk in Tzav is talking about chutz l'zmano. The pasuk in Kedoshim, which sounds like chutz l'zmano, but it can't be chutz l'zmano because I already learned that, must be about chutz l'mkomo. Umiyet rachmana gabei notar. And how do we know it doesn't get a punishment? Because there, okay, now you have to understand the psukim there. Okay, the psukim there, pass me a Tanakh for a second because I don't think they're all here. You have to look them inside. Okay, the pasuk there in Vayikra, okay, if you look in Vayikra Yotet, you know, maybe they are found in the Torah or, but I don't know if they're all found. You have to read it in order. Okay, Vayikra Yotet, what is it? Pasuk Chet. Okay, so it starts off in Pasuk Hey. V'chi tizbuchu zevach shlamim la'ashem l'rtzonchen tizbuchu hu. B'yom zivchachem ye'achel. Okay, you're supposed to eat it on the day. Umi mochorat, and the next day. V'hanotar ad yom ha'shlishi ba'esh yisaref. Okay, that's notar. Okay, right? Whatever is left by yom ha'shlishi gets burned. V'im e'achol ye'achel ba'yom ha'shlishi pigul hu lo yiratze. And if you eat it on the third day, which doesn't obviously mean if you eat it on the third day, because pigul is, right? Unless they're interchanging the terms here, and they're using pigul to say it's messed up, but they're understanding, no, pigul means pigul, so it must be machshava. If you have a machshava to eat it by Yom HaShlishi, it's pigul, even though it can't be by Yom HaShlishi, because we already learned by Yom HaShlishi, so it must be teaching you chutzlim kamo. So now we're taking this pasuk very out of its context. It was in the context of notar, we're now taking it two steps farther, not just about machshava, but now about machshava, chutzlim kamo. And then it says, "Ve'ochlav," and those who eat it, avono yisa. Now you can see where the issue is going to become. Ki et kodesh Hashem chilel v'nechrita nefesh imeh. If you eat it, you get kareit. Now eat what? Eat the notar or eat the pigul chutzlim kamo? It sounds like the pigul chutzlim kamo because that was the pasuk that preceded it. So now they're going to say no. Gabe notar, it says, "Ve'ochlav," those who eat it, which is singular, meaning only one of the two, avono yisa. Limiute chutzlim kamo. Okay, in other words, we're saying that pasuk of Avonot Yisa is only talking about one of them. And which one? Again, we're going to have, again, right, notar. Why notar and not chutzlim kamo, right? But we're going to exclude chutzlim kamo. Ve'ema ochlav Avonot Yisa zeu chutzlim kamo. Ulumi ute notar, mikare. Why don't we just say the opposite? Mistabra notar havele le'ukme bekare. Why? Lemigmar avon lechutzlis mano. Didame le bezav. Okay, this is not a Zav that we know. Zayin Bet, it's an abbreviation. We're now going to say we need it because what does it say? In the other place, it just said Avonotisa. It didn't say Karet in the beginning of in Zav. Here it says Avonotisa and it says V'nechrita HaNefesh. So we need the Gzeira Shavi here to learn from Notar to Chutzlis Mano. And they say, and why Notar would be better? Because if you want to learn this Gezeirah Shavah, you have to learn it for two things that are similar. And these two things have similarities that you don't have between Chutz L'Mkomo and Chutz L'Zmanam. What are those similarities? Zion is Zman, and Bet is Bama. Zion means they're both similar because they have a time-related issue to it, and they both apply even in the Bamot. In the Bamot, there's also an issue of Zman, right? You can't do it outside of Zman, but there's no issue of Makom because the Bama doesn't have a Makom, okay? So then they say, no, Adrabah. Chutz L'Mkomo havale l'ukmei bekaret l'migmar avon avon l'chutz l'zmano didame le b'mikdash. What do you mean? Chutz L'Mkomo is more similar to Chutz L'Zmano in four ways. So better to say that Avonot Tisah is Chutz L'Mkomo, and then we can learn from there, Gezeirah Shavah to Chutz L'Zmano, about the other pasuk in Tzav, where it says also Avonot Tisah, because it's similar in four ways. Okay, what's Mikdash? Rashi, Mem Machshava, they're both issues that relate to thoughts, right? As opposed to Notar, which is you ate it in the wrong time. Kuf is Ktsat, even a little bit of it, right? What's this ksat that even... What?
Maybe you don't need a shear.
Right, you don't need a shear, because it's just a machshava, even about any of it. Dalet is dam, it relates to the blood of it, right? Whereas the notar relates to eating of it. And shin is shlishi. They both say the word shlishi, right? Both psukim have this word shlishi, which seems a little unnecessary. Okay, so therefore, this is problematic to say that. So we're still stuck with... Right? That drasha doesn't make any sense now. In other words, what do you say? Tzav is talking about Chutz L'Zmano only. Kedoshim is talking about Notar and Chutz L'Mkomo. And then the Karet Pasuk is obviously talking about Notar. And from there we learn back to there. But that doesn't make so much sense, because why wouldn't we say Karet refers to Chutz L'Mkomo and then Chutz L'Mkomo should get Karet? And that we were trying to figure out why Chutz L'Mkomo didn't get Karet, that doesn't jive either. So we're going to have another explanation. Elam Rabbi Yochanan, Tane Zavdi Bar Levi. Zavdi Bar Levi taught us, Atya Kodesh Kodesh. K'tiv hacha, et kodesh Hashem chilel v'nichrita. Okay, this is in the pasuk about in Kedoshim that we just read. V'ochlav avono yisa, that was after the two pesukim. Ki et kodesh Hashem chilel v'nichrita nefesh himeh meah. So we darsh in this kodesh, uk'tiv hatam, v'sarafta et hanotar ba'esh. You have to read the rest of the pasuk. Okay? Lo ye'achel ki kodesh hu. You obviously make the Gezeirah Shavah between Notar and Kodesh and Pigul, because by Notar it says Kodesh. In other words, we're going to say Notar is Kodesh, and the Pasuk about getting Karet says Kodesh. So we're going to say the Pasuk about Karet is going to dafka be about Notar because of the Gezeirah Shavah of Kodesh. Because Kodesh says, it says Kodesh in the Karet Pasuk, which we weren't sure, is it Chutz L'Mkomo or Chutz, or is it Notar? And it says Kodesh about Notar in a different Pasuk when it talks about Notar in Shmot, and therefore we're going to say that. So Malahalan Notar, Afkan Notar. Okay, and therefore, what do we say? So therefore, obviously that Pasuk is talking about Notar because of the word Kodesh. And there it said, right, those who eat it, avono yisa, it is now notar, because kodesh kodesh, we learn from notar, and therefore it's to exclude chutz l'mkomo. So now we do say, like we have before, tzav is talking about only chutz l'zmano. This pasuk, the two pesukim in kedoshim, we're talking about chutz l'mkomo and notar, and the pasuk v'ochlav avono yisa is talking about only notar, and we learn that from the Gezeirah Shavah of Kodesh Kodesh. Now they're going to say, okay, we're not finished. Umay chazit dekra aricha bechutz l'zmano ushlishi deparsh shak kedoshim to you chutz l'mkomo ipuchana. Why don't we say? Why did you say the pasuk in Tzav is talking about chutz l'zmano? In other words, again, we're back to, okay, if we say that's chutz l'zmano, this one chutz l'mkomo, but neither of them talk about chutz l'mkomo. Right, so why don't you say the first pasuk was chutz l'mkomo, the second pasuk is chutz l'zmano, and then what would you have? The exact opposite, because the pasuk in Tzav talked about avonot tisah, right? And there we learned Gezeirah Shavah to the other one about avonot tisah, and there it's or avonot yisah, and there it said karet. So this one must also be karet. Okay, so why don't we say that that one's chutz l'mkomo? Mistabra aricha b'chutz l'zmano. It makes more sense to say that the longer pasuk is chutz l'zmano. Why? Because in that pasuk it says, gamar avon avon minotar. And notice, there's no, even though we said that chutz l'zmano and chutz l'mkomo are similar in four ways, and chutz l'zmano is similar to notar in two ways, Still, chutz l'zmano is similar to notar in two ways, and chutz l'mkomo is not similar to notar at all. Okay? So therefore, if we're going to make a gzera shava from notar to one of these two, which one are we going to do it to? To the one it has some similarity with. Okay? Didame le bezav, right? Because it's similar both in zman and in bama. So then they say, you know, still, adraba, aricha b'chutz l'mkomo, v'shlishi dekidoshim tihiyu b'chutz l'zmano. Why? Mishum didame le samche, v'kamimai le. Okay, you wanted to say they're similar and therefore we can make this zera shava between them, but why don't you say more obviously if they're similar, look at the two that are put next to each other. Wouldn't you put the chutz l'zmano right next to the notar? It makes a lot of sense in the scheme of things if you're going to say that pasuk that we read is talking about notar. I'm sorry, the pasuk is talking about a pigul case, right? A machshava, even though it didn't say machshava in the pasuk. What machshava would be the most relevant to talk about right next to notar? The one that talks about, you have a machshava not to eat it within the right time, right? First it says, you have to eat in the right time, and if you don't, right, you have a problem. And then it says, well, if you think about eating it at the wrong time, you have a problem. To say that that's talking about chutz l'mkomo is like two jumps. It seems to make no sense. So yes, I know you want to connect the two that are far away because they have this word in common, but better off connected to the thing that's most similar, that's samach to it, right? That's right next to it. And then, kamimayitle. And then, you would exclude chutz l'zmano from getting karet. Okay, so then we're stuck again because it doesn't make sense. Ella Amarava, Rava goes back to the original. Kulu mikra aricha akam. They all come, both chutz l'zmano and chutz l'mkomo come from the first pasuk. Forget about the pasuk kedoshim to you right now. Both, the first pasuk is not talking, like we said before, only about chutz l'zmano. It's talking about, like we said in the beginning, both chutz l'zmano and chutz l'mkomo. Dichtiv. And now he's going to darshan this pasuk. Heyachol yeachel. When it says Eachol Yeachel Pigul, what do we talk about? It means consumption. It's talking about two types of consumption. Achilat Adam, Echad Achilat Adam, Echad Achilat Mizbech. We're not going to have all sorts of drashot about this. Okay, it's going to mention the whole pasuk. It means both consumption by a person, you can mess up if you have a machshava about when you're going to eat it, and also when the korban is going to be eaten on the Mizbech, right? If you have the wrong thought about Haktara on the Mizbech. Mibisar Zevach Shlamav, what do we learn from there? It can only be something that can both have a shlav where you can mess it up and a part that can be messed up. Okay, that seems obvious. But what are they trying to exclude? They're trying to exclude a case of a kmitza. There's certain minachot that you bring where you actually don't do kmitza. Now, if you do kmitza, then you have an act of kmitza where you can be thinking about, I'm going to burn it on the mizbech at the wrong time. Okay, you can be mifagel. But so that's the mifagel, and the mitfagel is that when you actually burn it on the mizbech. But if you only have if you just prepare this mincha, there's no actual avodah which you can be mifagel, because there's no actual kmitza. You just take what you made and you burn it on the mizbech. Okay, there's a few cases where that happens. It's the mincha chavitim with a kohen gadol, a mincha nidava that a kohen brings, and a mincha that goes along with the nisachim. All those minachot don't have kmitza. So in those cases, they're going to be excluded from this whole din of pigul, because there's no act of kmitza where you could actually have a thought that later on I'll do it in the wrong time. Okay, that's that. Shlishi. Why does it say shlishi? Oh, well, that teaches you. Zechutz l'zmano, because it's giving a time frame. Lo yeratze. What does this mean? Kahartzaat kasher ken hartzaat pasu. What does this mean? Ma hartzaat kasher. Ad sheyakrivu kol metirav. Af hartzaat pasul. Ad sheyakrivu kol metirav. Okay, this means, blanking for a minute, 1 second. This means that, right, you don't get the ritzui of the korban until you finish all the 4 avodot. Okay? Therefore, the pigul status isn't determined. Okay, let's say you thought when you were doing the shechita that you're gonna eat a chutz l'zmano. Okay, but then you end up not going through with the whole thing. You spill the blood all over the floor, and you never actually do the act that should have gotten you ritzoy. Then the korban's it's not pigul. You don't get karet for that. Okay, it's still disqualified. I mean, it's anyway disqualified because you spill the blood. But if it doesn't, ad she'akriva kol matirav, in other words, you won't get karet until you finish all the four avodot. If for whatever reason you don't finish the four avodot for this korban, then you don't get karet. Okay? That's what they teach you from lo yeratzeh. Okay? Just, and that's what's it saying? Just like the person gets haratzah, when will he get ritzui in a good korban? Once you finish all the four avodot. Likewise, you won't, this one, lo yeratzeh, will only be after you finish the four avodot. If for whatever reason you didn't, you spilled all the blood, then you won't get karet. Uma hamakriv, why does it say hamakriv? Bahakravahu nifsal. Okay, this means it's nifsal. Right, it has to be b'shat hakrava, okay, one of the main avodot. Ve'eno nifsal b'shlishi. Okay, it's not, no, one second. It has to be if he did the avodot the way he was supposed to. But if he did the avodot, let's say the next day or the third day or something like that, then it's not nifsal, because again, right, you don't get karet for it because you did something else wrong. Okay, this is saying all sorts of other things you could do wrong. If you do other things wrong, you're not going to get karet for them. Oto, okay, what does it say? Makriv oto bezevach haketu medaber. This is interesting. It's talking about that the korban is nifsal b'machshav pigul, but the kohen himself is not nifsal milahakriv. This is very interesting. We never thought about this. We've been talking about pigul and machshav and all that. If you're a kohen who has the wrong intent, you might have thought he'd become pasul, right? So it says a makriv oto it. The one who's makriv it, it's going to be disqualified. The animal's disqualified, not the person. The person doesn't get disqualified. You might have thought you get fired, but no, you're not disqualified. Okay? Lo yechashev, lo ye'arev bo machshavot acherot. Okay? That was all the thing about machshavot acherot, that if you have a thought that's some other wrong thought, right, then it's no longer pigul, right? If you have a bunch of wrong things, okay, like here you have, right, what was it that you thought, right, I forgot the examples now. Right. Like you thought to do it shelo lishma. So then it's not pigul anymore because you already messed it up by lo lishma. Okay, or something like that. Now we finally get to our thing. Pigul zeh, pigul, right? Then it says pigul yeh zeh chutz limkomoy. Okay? Right? That's what we see. It goes back to the beginning that it's both. Right? That pigul chutz lishmano is the beginning of the pasuk. Chutz limkomoy is the end of the pasuk. Milamed shemitztarfim zeh im zeh. Okay, what do we learn here? That they're mitzdarfim, that you can, and this is what Naomi said, that you could actually combine the two together. If you have a chatzi kazayit of a part that you thought the wrong thought about chutzim kamo, and a chatzi kazayit of chutzim kamo, you can join these two together. Nefesh al chelet mimenu, what do we learn here? Echa v'lo shnayim, right? Ve'eze zeh chutz lizmano. And why do we say it's chutz lizmano? Well, now we get back to one of the answers we brought before. Okay, before we said, why would you choose one? It's arbitrary. So they say, no, degamar avon avon minotar, degamele bezav. Okay, we're going to learn avon avon. It says, right, you're going to get punished. Avon, which avon? We're going to learn it from the avon of notar. Well, which is more similar to notar? We already said, chutzim kamo notar don't have anything in common. Chutzim mano have two things in common with notar, the zman, and they're both on the bama. And therefore, we're going to basically go like we started in the beginning. That whole long pasuk is talking both about chutz lizmano and chutz limkomo. But the punishment's only about one because the word says mimenu. And which one? Well, the one that we learn, avon avon minotar. Okay, we didn't say this originally because we didn't have the avon avon minotar. Now that we have the avon avon minotar, we can say, that teaches us which one it's going to be.